Today's show is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's TryExpressVPN.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Hey buddies, it's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I am your esteemed host, Delia Blowjam, and with me as always is my co-host, Ryan Blowjam.
That's me.
Is that retribution to the fact that I opened a beer last week?
Sure
while we were rolling? I love it. That's excellent timing.
Open a bottle, I don't know if that...
Has the same...
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. Maybe in the second half, I'll crack open a beer and we can make a thing about it.
Yeah, I'll find out which one pings the levels.
Okay. Yo, I'm actually going to take the first one at Feed Me. It's our first segment. We always talk about our top three feed hits of the week because a friend of the jam, Mike Peters, has his own podcast. Finally. He's so funny. I've been, like, trying to get him to do it. And he sounds really good. The recording quality... His line of questioning, very, very good.
I haven't heard it. Does he have it like a Yeti or what?
It sounds like it, maybe. But the fun part is that Mike's coming on Pod Smash next week, so he can tell us more about it. But I'll tell you what. First episode just dropped. His guest was Bill Lake, who opened up the first exclusive comedy club in Binghamton, New York, at the Doubletree, which is a nice fancy place in the basement. The spot's all theirs.
Really? Doubletree at Hilton?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Water Street. Yeah, we gotta go.
Gotta check that out.
Bill is mad funny. I did soapboxing, a show with him, and he was the judge. He wore, like, the white judge's wig. And I knew we got a late start doing comedy, but he used to be a freelance writer for shows like The Late Show, Late Late Show, and SNL. But he didn't start doing stand-up until he was 52. And he seriously looks like he's 42. This dude looks exactly like Scott Aukerman, the host of Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah, I did see him at that one. Yeah, it kind of looks like him.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's wearing, like, a judge's wig. And, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Overruled.
He's a funny dude. It's definitely a cool interview. So you should check that out. And, yep, we'll talk to Mike next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, cool.
All right, sorry I stole the first one. That's normally your spot. So better be good. What do you got?
All right, my number one's Harmontown. It's a comedy podcast with host Dan Harmon, Jeff Davis, and Spencer Crittenden. This week's episode is called MC Late. Dan was late because he was stuck in traffic. Rob Schraub is there. They brought up an audience member named Umnia and her singer/Dr. Mom. It was a really funny and musical episode. Lots of improv, jazz, rap. They all try to harmonize. It's a pretty good episode, like Harmonize Town.
Harmonize Town, yeah. And they would harmonize by saying their names, and everybody's like, Spencer, Spencer.
Spencer.
Hitting them fifths.
No, it's always a gamble when they bring up someone from the audience. It could be like a crazy person. Like,
one time a guy got punched in the face.
Yeah, one time a guy got punched in the face.
By his friend.
Yeah, when he came up on stage. So.
Some friend that is.
They've been really sparse doing that lately, but it worked out this time. Really good.
Yeah, this time was great. Good improv.
Both these ladies could sing, and they had, like, English accents, and really funny.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That's a good pick. So my second pick is actually the Savage Love cast, which I've been on. Don't want to brag, but I am bragging. And this episode, I'm not going to get too deep into it. Dan Savage, the host, he fields relationship questions and sexual-related questions. This episode had a lot of great questions, a lot of, you know, weird questions, but there was kind of a trend where there were a few questions that were about online dating, which is fascinating to me because I've never partaken in that.
Partooken?
I've never partooken in online dating,
I've never turducken.
I've never turducken on the online dating apps.
Never turducken.
It's a wild frontier for me because when I was 22, I met Ryan, so what's the sense? And all I had to do was walk out my front door, and there'd be a line of like 15 dudes waiting to fuck me.
Are you on the dating apps now?
No, I'm not, but I was hoping you could tell us about your quick experience with dating apps. Because you did it like twice or three times.
I did it at the forefront, like when it wasn't popular, when they first started. I did a dating app. It was all like people with social anxiety and like some real bad issues. It's like if you can't, because back then it's like if you can't find someone in real life, there's got to be something wrong with you. Yeah, and there was. So, I was meeting all these girls that were fucked up.
Well, and you were fucked up. That was a low point in your life.
And me too. I was pretty low. I can't. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. It's like it was all fucked up, but now it's like a common thing, which is weird to me.
27% of young adults use online dating apps, which is really, really nuts. That's a weird statistic.
Yeah, bizarre. You got Bumble, you got Raya, fucking, what is it?
Match. Tinder, Doi, that's a huge one. Grindr.
The one that Swayze goes on is Plenty of Fish.
That's a Christian one.
Yeah, he likes them Christian girls.
Oh, duh, that's Christian Mingle, duh. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
He does Christian Mingle, too, I think.
Now, Ryan, can you tell us the weirdest girl that you synced up with? I can't remember, but there was one who did, like, something weird.
Oh, it was a long time ago. Yeah, like, she had so much social anxiety, it just got way too awkward. I tried to take her mini-golfing, and it was just, like, she's having panic attacks. But then I met this other chick, and she was, like, completely insane. I thought she was going to, like, burn my house down. I had to, like, kick her out of my house, like, literally. I had to, like, tell her to leave.
Wow.
We did not have sex or even kiss. And I was like, don't touch that. No, leave that alone. No, what the fuck are you doing? What do you want?
Oh, God.
Are you? You're a crazy person.
Wow. Did she go for your swords?
I didn't have them yet.
Okay.
Because that's important. So. Good thing I didn't have any swords then. But yes.
All right. Good stories.
Okay.
I'm glad we met, and we don't have to deal with that bullshit, because it's ride or die, buggy, my Ryan for life.
You brought that on yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, I like it. Okay. Sorry, your turn.
All right, so my number two is Embedded. It's a journalistic podcast where host Kelly McEvers takes a story from the news and goes way deep. This week's podcast is called This Is Not a Joke. It's about a student who's starting down the path of, like, a racist extremist, straight up going like racism, like
radical
white nationalism, you know. It's all about how a school should respond to it, you know. It's about what teachers and students can do to combat racism, because they're the first ones to see the warning signs. And it's gonna be the teachers and the students in the classroom. It's like this one kid, he was like doing a presentation, and he was like doing a PowerPoint thing, and he slipped in like some racist, like white nationalist, like meme.
And he was laughing his ass off.
And he was laughing. He's like, it's a joke. And nobody thought it was funny. So, racism isn't funny. It's not a joke. So that's what they're getting at, I think.
I wrote that one down for my top three, but I let you handle it because you're more descriptive about it. But, that was a really fucked up episode because nobody knew how to deal with it. They did treat it like a joke. There was really no response guide to handle the warning signs and how to deal with these people, but they developed it.
Someone wrote the book on it, yeah.
This was the guy, what the fuck is his name? Let me look it up. He's the one who killed, it starts off profiling, the kid who did the PowerPoint is the one who ran over Heather Heyer with his car.
Yeah, she killed Heather Heyer in the Virginia town, what was it?
Charleston,
yeah, the riots or whatever.
Yeah, that was so fucked up. And, you know, they saw the warning signs.
Protesting.
And, nothing was done about it. And maybe Heather Heyer would have been alive. And the whole thing that you got to do is you don't dismiss them. You just hear them out and you're like, you show them the ways, but you don't demean them. And then they do turn around.
Yeah, because if you come at them, they're trained to say, like, everyone's going to come after you and say you're wrong. So they double down, you know, like. And it just gets worse.
It made me think about Nazi Dave. I went to school with this guy who never really talked about Nazi stuff, but he clearly was with his attire and everything, and he probably did talk about it. But I dismissed him, and I'm like, this jerk's a clown, but I probably should have taken him more seriously. I think he went to jail. I think he did do something fucked up. So we should have taken him seriously. All right, fuck you, Nazi Dave, you motherfucker.
Yeah, most of these kids are, like, mentally ill, and they're going down the wrong path.
Yeah, they feel isolated. That's sad. Just be punk rock.
Yeah, you don't have to be racist. But anyway, do you have a
second one? My last one is Broken. It's about Jeffrey Epstein. This episode was all about the jail wherein he was murdered. Or committed to, he was fucking murdered.
That was my shout out.
Oh, it's your shout out. I'm sorry, I stole it from you.
No, that's good. It's a good episode.
I'm into it because the facility really interested me. It's called the MCC, the Metropolitan Correctional Center. It is probably the hardest jail, one of the hardest jails in the country. Like, you'd think that prison is a little worse. Nah, this jail is nasty as fuck. It's just infested with rodents and vermin and stuff. Like, it's a very sad place. I looked it up online, and it looks like any old Manhattan building, but it's a goddamn jail in the middle of town. I don't know. It's nuts. I'm not gonna keep rambling on about it. It's a good one. Listen to it. And this was one of Ryan's new podcast suggestions, so thank you, Ryan. You got a lot of good ones.
No, it was a shout-out, but yeah, it's like a pretty much like a, it doesn't matter if like Epstein like killed himself or paid someone to kill himself. It's the fact that he was at this jail where they allowed that to happen. Because that's how underfunded and misused this fucking jail is. It's like cockroach infested and fucking mice.
People working like 20 hours of overtime or whatever.
There was one guard that got fired because he was like doing sexual favors for like one of the inmates.
Oh, I'm glad it was your special shout out because I forgot about that gory like detail. That.
I wasn't going to say any of that. But
no, thank you.
A lot of bad things happen in that jail. So yeah. It's not a good place. But anyway, my number three is Bunny Ears. It's a comedy podcast with host Macaulay Culkin. This week's guest was Lizzo. Lizzo is his old friend. She used to open up for the Pizza Underground. They did like a whole tour together. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Because Lizzo was so popular now, like. Pizza Underground was just like was Macaulay Culkin's fake band where they did all Velvet Underground like covers, but they made it all about pizza. Like
I'm beginning to eat the slice.
Yeah, I'm beginning to eat the slice. Or like a pizza. Or yeah, whatever. You get it.
One of the girls in the band just legit played a pizza box with a drumstick.
Yeah, they put a mic inside a pizza box and she just hit the box.
That's awesome. And Lizzo is just so popular these days. She's
to open for them, which is funny. But they met up for the first time in like 3 years backstage before her concert. They talked about which Pokemon she would bang, the Minnesota Vikings, and obviously they talked about her juice. But Mac actually ends up going up on stage with Lizzo during the concert. We saw that on Instagram, remember?
That was great. He was doing stupid dances.
Yeah, they did the dance. What dance you gonna do, Mac? And he's like, meh. He tried to do the sprinkler, but it didn't work out.
yeah, it was
he
okay.
He tried.
He did it better than I ever could.
Yeah. It's funny, you know? And then they do a dance. You gotta do the dance. It's kind of like the copycat thing. All right, you ready?
Real quick, before we get into some ads, I just want to piggyback on the Lizzo train. I was listening to that episode, and I'm like, I fucking love her. She's a goddamn star. And I forgot, or if she was saying something, or something came up when I internet searched her, that she plays the flute classically. She's super good. There is a music video where she does a jazz version of Juice, and fucking she's playing the flute like a goddamn motherfucker, but it's super funny. It's like a legit music video where she's playing the flute on tables, stepping on people's food. She's playing the flute like there was a girl going to the bathroom, and you see her, like, her scoot up underneath the stall. She's playing the flute. Like, it's just so funny. Like, look up Lizzo playing the flute.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, she also, she had, like, 3 tour buses, like, wicked fancy, and, like, fucking, she took her mom on tour, and her mom was, like, cooking, like, these cheesy fish balls. Like, salmon balls. It's not, like, deep-fried salmon.
That sounds great.
Salmon and cheese.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking, Macaulay's like, I don't know what they were, but I was like, kept eating them. Those were good.
Fuck yeah. I want to try them.
Cheesy fish balls, man. They're fucking dope.
This episode is brought to you by Lizzo's Mom's Cheesy Fish Balls. Are you ready for some ads?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really fucking tired of searching for something like, oh, let's say a sectional sofa, and then everything I see on my phone is for sectional sofas. It's a thing called a honeypot, where advertisers just check out your browsing history and gives you things that they think you might want. It's like, come on, can't I get a little bit of privacy? And that's why I got ExpressVPN. It's easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Take it from me, I was like, whoa, that was like too easy. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. So no more honeypotting for me. I love it. And it lets you surf the web safely without being snooped on by your ISP or government or hackers or having your personal data like credit card information, your passwords, or other sensitive data stolen. And also, I never even knew this, but entertainment-wise, ExpressVPN is pretty cool. It allows you to stream content from anywhere in the world. You can change your Netflix libraries, watch sports games that are not available to you in your country, and you can access GEO-restricted videos on YouTube or Hulu. So definitely, I'm sorry, but this is one that I stand behind. Now, to protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's tryexpressvpn.com/blow. For 3 months free with a 1-year package. And we are back in action. Ooh, that sounds so good. Oh, thank you. Fuck yeah. Oh, and you have a full beer. This works out perfectly.
That peak the levels?
Yeah, look like it.
All right.
I'm excited for the playback. This is the part in the show where we talk about news in the Blowjam universe. And boy, oh boy, do we have a story for you. It involves children. It involves a police report. It involves Ryan yelling at kids.
I just have kids rock car.
Yeah. Go ahead. You take it away. I'll jump in.
Oh, I don't know. I like, let's come back from the store. Some kids threw a rock at me. But we know these kids. They're from the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we know these
kids.
Maybe
you can explain it better. I don't
sure,
know.
Yeah. I'm, all right, I'll tell it from my point of view. I'm home. Ryan gets back from the store, and he's visibly upset. And he's like, yo. All right, so I was just driving home from the store, and the girls, like 10 girls and kids, were walking in the middle of the street. And one of the girls yelled at Ryan and said, don't run me over. If you hit me, I'll hit you. And Ryan's like, nobody wants to run anybody over. I'm being careful.
Yeah, I was kind of like wicked slow. I'm like, hey, the road is for cars.
Yeah, cars go in the road.
Maybe just move over a little bit so I can go. Because he's like 10 of you in the road. I don't want to run over little kids.
Mm-hmm. And you asked nicely with the word please.
Yeah, and I did.
And you didn't hit her, but boy, did she hit you. She threw a rock at her car.
At her car, yeah. So, on the way back, when I came back.
Yeah, Ryan came back and unloaded the groceries, and I was like, you know what? They can't get away with this shit. Let's go find them and tell them that they can't do that.
Yeah, so like a bunch of fucking crazy people, we like hunted these kids down.
We went into Walgreens. And I'm like, I've seen them there before. They might be in there. We were feeling weird. Like, we're looking for kids. But
we saw,
seriously,
they'll get
their asses kicked at some point.
We saw them on the way back, and they were like, there's a whole ground. Like, there they are.
All right, so Ryan spotted them. I hopped the curb. It was by accident, but it turned out to be very scary and effective.
We're blasting death metal music.
Yep, blasting August Burns Red, which nobody knows is actually Christian music, and you don't need to know that. It sounds pretty evil.
They were, like, really scared. I'm just, like, yelling at kids.
So the girl who did it, or like the oldest girl, she went running.
I just wanted to scare him a little bit, but I think I put.
You went a little overboard.
Yeah,
but
once I started, I got like way too into it. I was like, oh, fuck. I should never have kids.
Yes. Good thing we don't.
Good thing we don't.
So. And if we had kids, then we wouldn't have time for all of our hobbies and interests.
If it's something getting scared and I want to like scare them more, and I'm like, this is bad. It's not a good way to be.
Well, these kids are fucked. No caring parents that try to teach them the right ways, and they have no future because the apocalypse is upon us.
Yeah, but I know the one girl actually threw the rock, and I saw it. I saw her do it, and her friend laughed. She was trying to impress her one buddy. But when I got there, she ran off with her friend, and everyone else pinned it on this, like, little kid, the youngest kid there. And he's like, what?
I know. He was, like, wearing a red windbreaker. It's like, it's the kid with the red coat, and he popped out, and they were like, he did it.
He's like, I don't know what I do. I'm like, I know you didn't do it, man. I saw who did it, but. He is a little bastard, that kid.
It was, yeah, he deserved it. He'd, like, stand in the road and give Ryan the finger.
Like, every day coming home from work, it's like, yeah, this little kid give me the finger.
Yeah, he'd stand in the street and be like, what's the password? The password that I give is I pay $5,000 in taxes, so get the fuck out of my way.
The password is,
property taxes, and I want to go home.
This car can run you over is the password.
Mm-hmm. So they pinned it on the kid. Ryan was like, you don't throw shit at people's cars. But I was the good cop.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are cool. You know, be good people. You don't have to be a bad person. Like, I appreciate you guys talking to us. And please, you know, just let everybody know you don't do that.
Yeah, but it's a little scary. I was a little too good at being bad cop, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shouldn't be a cop. Okay.
I gotta look.
Don't enter my family business.
I should never be a cop or probably have children, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard enough with Tito.
Like, I'm crazy, man.
Yeah, that's okay.
Wow.
Like, they learned a lesson because their parents sure ain't teaching them.
And after I realized I was going too overboard, the one girl was, like, shaking. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Throwing the kid under the bus. I'm like, oh, I know you didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got back in the car. I'm like, fuck, this feels weird.
It did. It was especially weird at Walgreens when we're looking up and down the aisles.
I'm like, I gotta get out of here. But.
Well, the thing is that the mother is the one who I have an order of protection against.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
I don't know what she's telling me.
I wanted to be real cool because I know that she's not doing anything. So I just wanted to be like, yo. You know, you got to get it from somewhere. You guys are cool. We got no beef. Just don't do that.
I just scared him a little.
Oh, so the whole police report thing is when you talk to children and you swear at children, you should get out from under it and go in and file a police report.
Sorry, I filed a
police report.
And just
be like, this happened. It's okay. We're not pressing charges. No damage. But it's like,
Ryan didn't swear at all.
It was cool. We were cool. You were just a little bit of a hothead.
I went a little overboard, but it's okay.
Yeah, because the mom is obviously insane.
I don't blame the kids. They're just being kids.
Yeah, they're just kids. They're cool.
It's all right. Like, I threw a rock at a car when I was younger, and I got my ass kicked by the guy in the car. And then he called the cops, and the cops came, and they smacked me around and drove me home. And I got my ass kicked by my parents. Like, these kids don't understand.
Yeah. They do it without consequence because people are afraid of catching charges.
Yeah, you can't do that shit, man.
Yeah. Especially, you know, the mom is a pathological liar. And when her pit bull bit me, she tried to say that Tito did it. My dog.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. It's fucked up. But, hey, kids, it's all good. Just, you know, don't do
stupid
stuff.
Don't throw racks at cars. We're all good.
Okay. Like, the kids are listening to this.
So anyway, Ryan's new podcast?
Ryan's new podcast. Ryan's new podcast. Ryan's new podcast.
All right, so my number one that I listened to is Underculture. It's a comedy podcast hosted by James Adomian.
Oh, I love him.
Basically, James and his friends do impersonations and have surreal conversations. Like, the episode I listened to was called Rudy Giuliani and Herman Cain, with DeMarge Brown being Herman Cain. They pretend to have, like, a leaked recording of a conversation between Rudy Giuliani and Herman Cain, which is really funny. Plus, they have a clip of, like, Underculture live recording from Chicago Podcast Festival featuring a conversation between George W. Bush and Ray Romano, who was played by Brent Weinbach, which is really funny.
That's great.
So, it's actually a really funny podcast, because James Adomian does all these characters. He does, like, Bernie. He does, fucking Chris Matthews is my favorite.
Oh, that is the best.
He does the best.
Can you do an impersonation?
Chris Matthews is going to jail. Give me 50 over the top and then 5% in the polls. What do you think? Yeah, it's kind of like that. Go! Go! Yeah.
I want to check that out so bad. Let me write it down so I don't forget.
All right. Underculture.
Underculture. Yeah, I don't want to wait for us to mix this down tomorrow. I want to start listening now.
It's actually pretty funny.
Nice. Thank you. You have a lot of good recommendations. I go for at least, 65% of them.
Do you like DeMarge Brown? He's always on Harmontown.
I love DeMarge.
Yeah, DeMarge is cool.
Sounds like a good one.
You got a podcast?
Yeah, I sure do. It's called Bad Batch.
Yeah, Batch.
It's brought to you by the makers of Dr. Death.
Yeah.
Which, the next time we do a spoiler alert episode, I'm going to do Dr. Death. It's just a quick synopsis. It's this doctor, Dr. Dench.
Oh, yeah. Dench.
Who killed and maimed 33 people, like, giving them amputations when they don't need them. And he's just, like, a pathological sociopath. That's a lot of paths in there. Probably didn't need to go that far. So anyway, Bad Batch. This is a show all about stem cells.
What if you're crazy about paths? Are you a path?
I'm a pathophile. I'd be a pathophile.
Oh, pathophile. You're obsessed with paths.
Yeah, all the paths.
What about a pathiopath?
Pathiopath? Sure. Let's put it out. Let's submit it to the OED.
It's obsessed with paths and only kills people on paths.
All right, let's get Webster on the phone.
All right, we're doing it.
Bad Batch. Okay, so it's about stem cell therapy. And shoot, like, stem cells, they do a lot of great stuff, but it needs to be actual stem cells. Like, the Bad Batch, it is what it is. So people got really, really sick from it. And we got the point of view from the company. It's called Levion. And the guy who started this company, he's a piece of shit, like, doing insurance fraud, giving doctors kickbacks and everything.
Well, I heard you want the umbilical cord.
Yeah, umbilical cord. But you want that tainted blood.
You want the umbilical cord, stem cells.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they got that, but who did they get it? Who knows? So
it was a bad batch of
umbilical cord. Very bad batch. And the funny part of it is that I listened to the most recent episode thinking it was the first episode.
So everyone listen out there,
Bad Batch.
If you get your umbilical cords, please store them in, like, a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them heat up, you know.
Just eat it.
Or just eat it if you have the chance. But if you can't eat them, just freeze them, because, they're going to go bad, and they're going to get a bad batch, and people are going to get shot up with some bad umbilical cord juice.
Keep a bad batch. Keep a bad batches with her. Keep them with the batch. That's keeping with the batch. That's keeping with the bad batch.
Keeping with the bad batch.
There is a... Do you want to tell the backstory to that?
No, it's not.
All right. Never mind. It's a rapper. We had a friend who was a recording engineer. That was one of the
best. Not burning any bridges.
Nope, not burning any batches. Just real quick, they brought in... They were able to talk to the creator of Levion, and he played himself out to be a victim. You're going to hate him. He's a shyster, and it's a great show. So there are currently 5 episodes on which you can binge. And nice. I'm done.
All right, my second new podcast is Slow Burn. But it's a... Alright, so in the beginning, Slow Burn did 2 seasons. They did Watergate, and then they did the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And now they're doing the murders of Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls. It's an obvious transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's perfect
obviously,
sense.
It would go there. This is the first episode. It's called Against the World. It's about violent robbery. It's about how a violent robbery severed Tupac's friendship with Biggie Smalls, and it sparked a bi-coastal beef that consumed the world of hip-hop. In November 1994, while on trial for sexual abuse, because Tupac was a really good guy, by the way. But anyway. He was shot 5 times in a New York recording studio. Then Tupac starts suspecting that Biggie Smalls was involved, and that's what started the whole fucking thing. The whole East Coast, West Coast rap battle. And they both ended up dead, so, it's kind of like... But it's actually... It's pretty strange for Slow Burn to do this, which is weird. But
they're generally political.
But they were going deep, and it's pretty good. You should listen to it. I give it 1 condor and 3 giraffes.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why do I always forget about our rating system?
Well, I forgot the first one. My first one was... I had 2 toe thumbs up. Okay.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I give it 2 thumbs up at the toes. Yeah.
Let me go back and I'll do a quick little review of Bad Batch. I give it 5 mechanical pencils, 2 spent batteries, AA, and an 8-track player.
Oh, pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's pretty good. 8-track's pretty good.
You know, I don't got any Ryan's new podcast, so take it away if you got more.
You don't have any more?
No. No. How about you?
Okay, 3 is Brock Candy. It's a music podcast with hosts Ashley and Maggie. It's one of the podcasts on Twitter that shouted us out, so I'm going to review them.
You sound so enthusiastic.
No, it's pretty good, actually. This week they did bad cover songs with Pat and Liz from Jukebox Heroes. They discuss all the horrible covers that no one asked for, like Limp Bizkit covering Behind the Blue... Behind Blue Eyes, by The Who. Behind Blue Eyes. Or Godsmack covering Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin. Or Come Together by the Beatles. That's so bad. Or Weezer covering Africa. They did, Paranoid by, fucking Black Sabbath. It was horrible, man. The whole Teal album needs to go fuck itself. So I give it 3 peanuts wrapped in varicose veins. But it's a good podcast. Check it out. They're part of the upstate New York crew, man.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if they're 607, but they're from Troy, New York.
Yeah, that's not that far away.
But anyway, if I'm not mistaken. Respect.
I gotta tell you guys, Ryan was specifically talking about this episode before we started recording, or this podcast, and we listened to all those terrible cover songs. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the worst band at cover songs is Weezer. Because they do it exactly like the original.
Actually, Godsmack's not bad.
Godsmack does it the best because they put their Godsmack spin on it. Yeah. And I respect that. Limp Bizkit is terrible as well.
I never thought I would say that, but it's pretty bad. Godsmack down in Rocky Mountain way. It's fucked up.
That was very strange.
I'm like, wow, this is actually good. All right, never mind.
Yeah, do it.
So, did you got any nays or...
No, actually, I got a ton of names, but I forgot about that segment entirely.
You can't think of one?
No.
Oh, yeah. So I got my names, Radiolab, a science podcast with Jed Abumrad and Robert Krowich.
I sense a trend.
This week's episode is called Dolly Parton's America, : Neon Mask. I don't care about Dolly Parton, so nay. All right.
We agree with each other on a lot of fronts, and we disagree here because I like Dolly Parton. I don't like her music necessarily. I'm a metalcore fan, but she's an icon and she's a cutie pie.
I actually like that one song, Jolene.
Yo, that song is a goddamn American treasure.
It's heavy, yeah. But other than that, I don't give a fuck. She had some good ones. Whatever, I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I just don't care. It's not my jam,
She just is very important to the host, Jed Abumrad, because he grew up in Tennessee, and she's a big deal.
She knew his dad or something.
Dollywood. Oh, yeah, his dad is a doctor, and he treated her.
They became, best friends somehow.
Yeah, it was weird.
It is weird, but, Radiolab's supposed to be, a science podcast, a science session. Well, music, too, but,
We were supposed to be a music podcast, and then we went and did avant-garde weird shit, and now we're reviewing podcasts on a weekly basis.
I know, I'm just sick of this country music.
Yeah, no, I got you. You're entitled to your opinion.
I just wish they would move on and start doing some cool stuff again, but whatever.
Let's start pitching them stuff.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
You got any shout-outs?
I do. What do I got here? I have... How did this get made? HDTGM, hosted by Paul Scheer, his lovely wife and feminist, June Diane Raphael, and of course, the illustrious Jason Mantzoukas. And they always review a terrible movie.
Oh, they do Body of Evidence.
They did do Body of Evidence, which is a movie I've never ever heard of. It's starring Madonna, and Madonna is on trial for fucking this dude to death.
Yeah.
Like murdering this dude with fucking
him. For murder by fucking him.
The judge is very sassy. There was stuff in the courtroom that nobody should get away with. And the lawyer, the prosecutor, happened to be a crazy motherfucker. What the fuck is his name?
I don't know.
It was a... Oh, God. He... Why can't I think of his name? Wow, I am, like, really fucking up.
I don't know. Is that my...
Shit, I feel like I've been doing so good on this episode.
I did hear that one. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was Madonna and, like, super crazy. He played, like, the Green Goblin.
Oh, it's Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. And the fact that I said Green Goblin versus his entire body of work does not reflect well on me.
Which is funny because, like, he was in a different movie and they had to have a stunt double come in for him for, like, a sex scene because his penis was too big.
Yo, that's nuts.
So then Madonna's like, I'm only going to do this movie if I have Willem Dafoe. She wants that big D.
Yeah, and she couldn't even get that big D. But
she couldn't get it, though.
Yo, if you want to see crazy sex scenes that last 8 minutes, go ahead and watch this movie. It sounds ridiculous. I got to watch it.
Yeah, and Willem Dafoe has a giant cock. But anyway, all right, my shout-out is... Broken, Jeffrey Epstein.
All right.
Listen to season 1, episode 6, Life and Death in Jail. It's very good. We talked about it earlier.
Okay.
So my other shout-out is Intercepted, The Case for Economic Disobedience. Listen to that one. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Intercepted is always good.
Yeah, they are.
Also, I'll shout-out some 607 podcasts, Ocho Duro Parlay Hour, Three Fat Nerds, Three Fat Nerds Wrestling, and Horror Zone 607. What's Mike's?
On the mic with Mike Peters.
On the mic with Mike Peters.
Shit, he gets his own interview next week. And maybe he'll do a top three with us. And we gotta get them boys from the 607 podcast up in here.
Yeah, we'll get them out at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. We should support each other.
For sure. And our Blow Jam episode with Tom Dowd, the guitarist, the guitarist for the Bro Bros.
Did you finally do the intro?
I did finally do the intro. Okay. It was a really good interview, so that's dropping real soon. And I think we're doing a Thanksgiving
thing. We just got to cut out the bad stuff.
Yeah. There really isn't any bad stuff. There's just a part or two. Which is fine. It was a great convo. He's a wicked funny dude.
People get free in the closet, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you enter the closet with Deal, you come out a different man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's better.
It's like 7 minutes in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Or 20 minutes.
Or is it 25?
22 minutes. I don't know how long you talk for.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Fuck. So follow us on the social medias. Follow everybody we talk about. Subscribe to all these lovely podcasts. Spread the word. Tell a friend. Do some skywriting.
Go see the Bro Bros.
Yeah, see the Bro Bros.
Go see Crooked Knuckles. Go see
Yard Party.
Go see
Tom Jolu.
Go see Shout the Robots.
Go see Floodlands. Fuck, we're forgetting tons of people.
I don't know. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Stay off the fence. Go see Grown Ups.
Yes. Okay. We're gonna get in trouble if we keep going on and forgetting somebody.
We're gonna stop. All right. Bye.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. We'll see you guys next week. And thank you so much for supporting the Blow Jams and the Pod Smashes. We love you.